fiercely defending the freedom of speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I think maybe the most offensive thing that I have heard in response to the president's address last night came from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new fresh face of socialism in America and a far left ideology. And I say that because she completely dismissed out of hand the murder of Ranil Singh at the hands of an illegal alien the day after Christmas. Ranil came here legally from Fiji. A legal immigrant. Everything that's right about immigration, he represented. And everything that's wrong about immigration was represented by the illegal alien that killed him, who had already had two DUIs previously, was facing a third when he decided to open fire. And people like Ocasio-Cortez totally dismissed it out of hand. Do we have that sound real quick? Play her. All right, we'll get back to that.
The one thing that the president has not talked about is the fact that he has systematically engaged in the violation of international human rights borders on human rights on our border. He has separated children from their families. He talked about what happened the day after Christmas. On the day of Christmas, a child died in ICE custody.
Stop right there. And I find that completely outrageous. We don't know why that child died in ICE custody. We have no facts about the case, but she completely dismisses the murder of Ranil Singh in California to focus on that. My next guest knows a lot about law enforcement, Sheriff David Clark, the former sheriff of Milwaukee County and the senior advisor and spokesman of America First Action. Sheriff, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be on. Hello once again to your listeners.
You must find that even more galling than I do to listen to that kind of, you know, the police officer, that's not important. What's important is this child, and I'm not dismissing the death of the child, but we don't know anything about the facts of that case. We do know what happened to Ranil Singh, don't we?
Yeah, you know, Ocasio-Cortez is an airhead, and she's a buffoon, and I know a lot of people want her to shut up, but I think we should encourage her to talk more, because every time she opens her mouth, she shows the true colors of the new Democrat Party, the Socialist Democrat Party. And it's going to be more effective for the American people turning away from her. You know, the stuff that she talks about, she has no command of any of these issues anyway. She has no depth. She just throws out talking points. She just blathers on and on about stuff. And then when you try to get her to talk about policy and to get in depth on some of these things, she looks at you like you're from another planet. So, obviously what happened with Officer Ranil Singh was just, it was preventable. It really was. And she could have at least extended some sort of condolence. You know, hey, you know, it's tragic that a law enforcement officer lost his life at the hands of a illegal alien, but she couldn't even do that for him.
No, didn't care.
Throws out this.
Totally dismissed
right.
him.
Well, of course she doesn't care. And Democrats have turned away from law enforcement. They've talked about the abolishment of ICE. They abhor law enforcement. They abhor cops. But this is what you're going to get from them. But getting back to, you know, what the president did last night, I thought he accomplished his major objective. When you interrupt people's lives in the evening, and that's what a presidential address to the nation does, it's an interruption, you better have something to say and it better be important. I thought he conveyed a sense of urgency about this being a national security threat, this porous southern border and the issue of illegal immigration. I also think that it's important, and he accomplished this too, you have to tell the American people what you propose to do about it, and he did that, strengthening border security, including some sort of wall, or barrier, or whatever, along the southern border, along the weak points. And third, you want to tell the American people what you need them to do, and he did by saying, call your congressman, call your congresswoman, and tell them to fund this border security, the $5.7 billion, whatever.
Right.
And so he hit it on all three things, and that was mission accomplished.
Yeah, and then I watched Chuck and Nancy, who, good Lord, they're a frightening pair together. I mean, the optics were just awful. But they say the same things they could have said 2 or 3 months ago. Their response was nothing new, nothing interesting. But I say this. They claim that they have high technology that can do a better job than a wall or whatever. And I say to them, if that's the case, if you've got technology, whether it's drones or sensors or scanners and more personnel to put on the border, then put up $20 billion, send that down there, and I support that. But they don't say that. They talk about solutions but offer nothing in the way of actually getting it done.
You know, this is interesting because I did some research in my graduate degree on border security. And, you know, I have a master's degree in security studies from the Naval Postgraduate School. And there are certain areas they've spent hundreds of billions of dollars of technology along the southern border, and they've had to abandon the projects because it didn't work for any number of reasons. One, the weather conditions weren't conducive for it, so on and so forth. So they don't know this stuff. I do. You know, they talk and throw things out, and it sounds impressive. It sounds like they know what they're talking about, but they don't. Those are talking points. These two, Schumer and Pelosi, are playing politics. I'm glad that last night the president continued this entire time, this debate. He stuck to policy of border security. Pelosi and Schumer offer nothing. They're playing politics with this thing. They are willing to risk the safety and security of American citizens for political gain. I think that's despicable, but that's what you get out of the Democrat Party today.
Yeah, I think it is despicable. And I wonder, though, if some Republicans are going to cave. I certainly hope they do not. This partial government shutdown means very little, has little impact on the people, except for those 800,000 that may not get a paycheck. But for the average American, it doesn't really impact us, does it?
No, not at all. And you know, I don't like to see anybody you know, lose their job, so to speak, even temporarily. But at the same time, this is the decision they made. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, shame on you. And the American people shouldn't have to pay for that because your household budget won't allow you to go on for a couple months. I mean, that's how a lot of people have had. That's what a lot of people have had to do with their household budget. Hey, what if I lose my job tomorrow? If you're in the private sector,
right,
and your company closes up, you're in the same situation. And so that's not the fault of the American people. But at the same time, this is the fault of the Democrats, and they know it. But they're trying to play politics. They're trying to win a political argument. They're losing horribly, by the way.
They put us at risk, though.
People,
yeah, they put us at risk by doing
on
that.
The right side of
Sheriff,
the American
real quickly.
People on this thing.
Sheriff David Clark, real quickly, what's your website? Real quick.
AmericaSheriff.com. You can keep up with me there.
There you have it. Sheriff David Clark, thank you as always for your time on the Steve Gruber Show.